Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So, our purpose as humans, it was and still is to continue and to enhance the dominion, the management process that God started on earth. When he came and there was chaos, and then he started to manage the earth. That's our purpose. Hallelujah. Now, we want to move on and we want to understand God's kingdom plan. Can we all say kingdom plan? We know the kingdom purpose. We want to know the kingdom plan. Okay? We want to know the kingdom plan. And that is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. The kingdom plan is how we are going to have dominion on earth. How? A plan always describes how you will do something. A purpose describes your vision or your mission, your objective, your purpose. But a plan describes how you are going to do it. Did God just give us a purpose, a mandate to have dominion, to rule the earth? You know, when we say rule the earth, maybe I should tell you some few things. Number one, ruling the earth as it is now for us is ruling the self. Can we all say self? That is your nature, whether it's your positive self or your negative self. And then number two, it is ruling sin. Number three is ruling sickness. Number four is ruling situations. Number five, ruling society. And number six, ruling Satan. Self, sin, sickness, situation, society, Satan. That's six S. That is for us now how we should rule, or I should say, what we should rule over. Hallelujah. How do we do that? That's what I want to teach us. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Then God blessed them. After he made man in his image to have dominion, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and everything that moves on the earth. Wow. In Genesis 1:28, we have a five-staged plan for us to fulfill dominion. So you see, it starts with what? Fruitfulness. Number two is what? Multiply. Number three is what? Filling the earth. Number four is what? Subduing the earth. And number five is what? Dominion. He created us to have dominion. He gives us a plan, stage by stage, that will bring us to the ultimate place of dominion. To be in charge over the six S. Self, sin, sickness, situations. Situations, I'm talking about circumstances around. And then society and Satan. Five-staged kingdom plan for us to get there. Hallelujah. In the understanding, in Jesus' teaching, laying on of hands, he is teaching that we should know that human as we are, so to speak, physical as we are, God wants to use us to do something on this earth, to rule the earth for him, on his behalf. And then he gives us a five-stage plan to get there. How to have dominion starts by being fruitful, all the way to have dominion on the earth. I want us to understand at this stage that when Jesus was teaching laying on of hands, some people have limited it to just the spiritual to healing, for example. But when he was teaching laying on of hands, he was going beyond that. Because that is what will come to people. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But is Jesus teaching something behind that principle? Yes, I believe so. He is just teaching the principle of being practical. Can we also be practical?
Be practical.
Wow. Because a hand is standing for what? Being practical. Being practical. He was the first person who laid hands when he took of the sand, dark sand of the earth, and he molded man into the shape and breathed in his nostrils. God was using his hands. He said that you guys, you came about by my hand, by me being practical, not staying in heaven, coming on earth, not using materials in heaven. Listen very carefully to me. Coming on earth, using the materials at my disposal and being practical with my hands to mold you. If that is how human beings came, don't you think that that is how we should also function on this earth? Pastor, are you saying that we should all be potters and go for clay and all that? You know that is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being practical in your life. Because until you get practical, you cannot have dominion. Until you get practical, you cannot have dominion. Whether it's over yourself, over sin, over society, over sickness, over Satan. You must do all the spiritual you have to do. But get practical, ladies and gentlemen. Because God gave you a body so that you become practical, unlike him. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. That is why when Jesus Christ came, he said that repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know, I know traditionally you think that at hand means that it's near. But he is trying to tell you from that same verse that if you want to experience the mandate that I gave you, if you want to experience the kingdom of heaven on this earth as it is in heaven, be practical. Because the kingdom is at your hand. It's at you being practical. That is why he said also that the kingdom of God doesn't come by observation. By just looking at things. Seeing it in your book. You understand that? Reading it into your head is okay for starters. But for goodness sake, you want to have God's rule in this physical earth. Use your hand to practicalize what you read in the book. All that you read in the Bible, use your hand to make it real and physical on this earth. That is our mandate, to be in charge of the earth. But we have spiritualized it. We have spiritualized it in such a way that we only think about having dominion. It means that we are going to be kings in future. Right now, a kingdom is at your hand. That is also why he said that the person who comes to him and looks back, or I should say, the person who puts his hand to the plow. You know the plow. The plow is a physical instrument that is used to dig the earth, dig the ground, so that the earth will become fruitful. Says that if you put your hand to the plow, it's talking about what we call secular work, physical work, and you look back, you are not fit for the kingdom of God. In other words, if you want to experience the kingdom of God in your practical life, put your hand to a plow. Be practical. That is the law behind the teaching of laying on of hands. He's not just talking about laying on of hands to get spiritual things done, sickness healed and all that. What is the message? That things can be achieved practically. Healing can come by your hands. Practically, you can have what you God wants you to have by your hand. Put it to the plow and don't look back. Look forward. Because the devil wants you to look back at the failures of other people who put their hand to the same business, who put their hand to the same subjects. He wants to remind you of your past, that your past you were a failure. Even Adam and Eve, they were failures and all that. He says that you put your hand to the plow, look forward. Don't look back. Then you become fit for the kingdom of heaven. Then you experience kingdom life on this earth. 5-stage plan. For us to have dominion. God wants us to have dominion. He wants to use us, ladies and gentlemen, to do the things that he wants to do on this earth. He did not say, let me tell you some of the things God did not say. He did not say, let us make man in our image and let me have dominion. Let me, God, have dominion. He said, let us make man in our image and let them have dominion. Them have dominion. So on this earth, God is going to rely upon a man, hallelujah, for his agenda of order and light to fill this earth. We'll come to the 5-stage plan, where we will see that we need to fill this earth with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. That is what he meant by replenish the earth. Because the glory of God was all over this place, but it was emptied by the devil. And God came upon the scene, repaired the chaos, and put man there and told man, replenish, refill the earth. With what? The knowledge, among other things, of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. We'll come to the 5-stage plan, but that is it. The 5-stage plan is to be fruitful, to multiply, to replenish the earth, subdue it, to have dominion. Hallelujah. Now, if the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance, he gives you a gift, he doesn't take it back. He gives you a calling, he doesn't take it back. Then you know, if God doesn't change, some of you like that. If God doesn't change, then you know that the 5-stage plan has also not changed. Fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion. It hasn't changed. So, in order to bring about this plan, the 5-stage plan, he gave us 5-fold ministry. In fact, he sent his son Jesus Christ to come on earth. And then when Jesus Christ fulfilled the purpose, he said, for this purpose I was sent. In Luke chapter 4 verse 43. It says, I must preach the kingdom of God to the other, not in the cities, but to the cities. Because for this purpose I was sent. Hallelujah. The sending of Jesus, the coming of Jesus goes beyond the cross. Listen carefully. Jesus came to take away our sins, yes. Going to the cross, taking away our sins, is a means to an end. Yes, Jesus Christ came to heal the sick. Healing the sick, doing miracles, is a means to an end. What is the end? The kingdom of God coming. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ came, died on the cross. And the Bible says that when he was resurrected and he was ascending, he gave gifts to men. So he's going. He's leaving the earth. But he has to ensure that while he came on this earth, the kingdom of God still thrives. So he leaves some gifts for the earth, even for the rebellious also, because the gifts and the callings of God are irrevocable. He leaves those 5 gifts and he goes, but he leaves those 5 gifts so that through the ministry of the 5-fold ministry, those 5 gifts, the 5-stage plan of multiplying, fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subduing it, having dominion, those things will be fulfilled through the church, the 5-fold ministry. That is why he said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And is a conjunction. It means that I am adding it to it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. The church of God has the keys to bring whatever is in the heavenly kingdom down on it through the governing gifts. We now call them theologically 5-fold ministry. They are to equip us, equip God's people to be able to live out the 5-fold plan. And once they live out the 5-fold plan, it ends in dominion. And the purpose of man on this earth is to have dominion over all the earth. So the coming of Jesus is not to set aside anything. It is to fulfill Genesis 1:26. It is to fulfill Genesis 1:28. But the devil is a clever devil. He will truncate it as if there is a difference between Genesis 1:26 to 28 and then Jesus is coming. He will just end it. He came to die for our sins. That's okay. But you see, you can be a forgiving person. He died for your sins. You can be a believer and still not bring God's kingdom or God's dominion on this earth. Hallelujah. But the ultimate is what? The kingdom. The ultimate is what?
The kingdom.
The ultimate is what?
The kingdom.
The church is a means to an end. The church is a tool of God to bring about his kingdom on this earth. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ came teaching the kingdom of God after he resurrected for 40 days. He didn't teach any other thing than teaching the apostles 40 continuous days, things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And then he left. When he was ascending, he gave gifts unto men. He gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the equipping of the saints. To do what? To fulfill their mandate of having dominion on this earth.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah. It's wonderful. That is why we need to get practical. I said we need to get practical. The church must get practical. Whatever thing we teach you in this church, we must be doers of it. We must practice it. The church must practice it outside. It's not enough to have it in your head. Yes, it is important for you to be taught and to know. But he says that the kingdom is at hand, not at your head. It's at your hand. It's at your fingertips. Lay your hands on something physical. He came laying his hands on the dirt, on the, some people say, clay. He came laying his hands on practical. Who is more practical than God? What example did he give to us than God coming, maybe kneeling and molding man from the dust of the earth? What is the lesson? Out of being practical, you guys came, and you are going to be sustained by the same way that you came, by being practical on this earth. Hallelujah. The hand is a symbol of being practical. That's why the fivefold ministry must get there. I don't know whether you get it. Look at the book of Mark chapter 4. Some of you will get it. Mark chapter 4. Then he said, verse 30. Mark chapter 4, verse 30. Then he said, to what shall I liken the kingdom of God? Or what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a mustard seed, which when it is sown in the ground, is smaller than all the seeds on earth. But when it is sown, oh Jesus, when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs, and shoot out large branches, underlying large branches, so that the birds of the air may nest under its shade. Wow. Caesar. How shall I liken the kingdom? This is our dearest Jesus teaching about the kingdom. He says, how shall I liken the kingdom? He says that it is like a mustard seed which a man took and planted it on earth. The man took the seed of the word of God and became practical with it, planted it on the earth, sowed it in the ground. Not in heaven. Sowed it on earth, in the ground. And then it grew and shot out large branches, which the birds of the air came to nest under, not over, under. Because the kingdom of God, when you shoot, oh hallelujah, when you shoot out branches based upon the kingdom word, When you become practical, and your practical is not after unbelievers starting a company, starting a business. No, not that practical. A practical that is founded on the word of God, which is Jesus, that is founded upon the seed of the word. The seed was put on the ground. That was the foundation of the tree. Because if you don't hear a kingdom word to start something, a business, a church, or something, the devil can come after it. But if it is founded on the rock, the solid rock of the word of God, the rains will come, the floods of demonic reprisals will come, and then the storms will come, but it will beat against the house, but it will stand, it will not fall down. Jesus said it to people who hear my word and do them. I will liken them to a wise man who builds a business, who builds a church, who builds a marriage, who builds the raising up of children, founded upon the word of God. Because then nothing can shake it on this earth. Says that then the birds of the air, they come and nest under. The kingdom word will always let the birds of the air. That Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 said, let them have dominion over all the earth. And the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, they will come under. They can't overcome what you do based upon the seed of the word of God, which is Jesus, which you planted. Unbelievers may start business because now it is easy for you to maybe go to the website and start and register a business. But we don't do it like that. Says that to what shall I liken in the kingdom of God? Let's end it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let me show you something there and we will close. The Lord Jesus, he came that he would send us to the beginning, to Genesis 1:26. Because God is never frustrated in his plan. He will send his son to bring his determination on earth. The Greek word that is translated, thy will be done. The Greek word translated will can also be translated determination. Your determination be done on earth as it is in heaven. God is a determined God. He will bring to pass his rule on this earth. And that is how we're going to end it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and then verse number 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 24. Alright, let's back up to 23 for context. 23 says what? But each one, he's talking about the resurrection. Okay? But each one in his own order. Christ the first fruit. It means that Christ is the first to resurrect. Afterwards, those who are Christ at his coming. So at the coming of Jesus, there will be some resurrection. I believe this coming is talking about the rapture. He will come with the clouds of heaven. And the Bible says that the dead in Christ shall rise first. So Jesus is the one who rose after 3 days. He's the first fruit. And the second order is the coming of Jesus and those who will rise. Because we know from 1 Thessalonians that when he appears in the air, the trumpet will sound and the dead in Christ shall rise first. So there will be that order of rising also. But I want you to know at his coming, that is at the rapture, then comes the end. Then comes the end. When he delivers the kingdom to God, what is the sign of the end? From the passage. It says that then comes the end. What is the then? When Jesus appears in the rapture, then comes the end. When, and he is trying to describe how the end is going to be. It says that when he delivers the kingdom to God. So the end is when, the time, Jesus will deliver the kingdom to God. That's one characteristic of the end. Number two, look into your Bibles. When he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. So the end is when Jesus is in full rulership. He has put an end to all rule, all authority, and all power. Let's end it. Because for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. says that he must reign. Even before Jesus Christ comes and hands over the kingdom to God, which period we are in, because he comes in the rapture, he is ready to hand over the kingdom to God. He is going to put an end to all rule, all authority, and all power. Right? And then he says, for he must reign. He must reign. That's a present continuous rendition. He must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. He must reign now. Hallelujah. He must reign now. How is he reigning now? He is reigning through his body, you and I. He must reign now through us, his body. And then he will appear and end the rule of the last enemy, which is death. When the trumpet sounds in the rapture and the dead in Christ rise, death is conquered. That is when he puts an end to the last enemy. So which are the enemies we have to subdue? The sixth S. The last one is death, which will take place when he comes in the clouds of glory. The dead in Christ will rise first. Let's go to verse 28. Now when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Look at the beauty of God's systematic plan. Jesus is to rule through us, his regent, his representatives, his church. He must bring his kingdom, his dominion on earth. And then he will appear in the clouds of heaven, and the last enemy, which is death, is going to be conquered, because the dead in Christ shall rise first. The next event is that he is going to subject himself to God after the 1,000-year rule, that God will be all in all. And God will relocate his kingdom, his throne from heaven. It will come on this earth physically. That is God's eternal purpose. That is why Jesus Christ came. He came so that he would die on the cross as a means of helping us to rule. And it is only when we are ruling on this earth that he will come. And the last enemy, he will subdue him by the trumpet sound. The dead in Christ will rise. And then he will deliver the kingdom to God. It's wonderful. That is God's mandate. And he's going to use you and me to do what? To bring his kingdom right now on this earth. To rule right now. And how do we rule? By being practical. I'll teach you the fivefold kingdom plan. Okay? If God gives me the permission, maybe next week, should I be around? Hallelujah. Wonderful. I don't mean I will die. Somebody looked at me and smiled. I don't mean I will die. Hallelujah. We don't die, we sleep. We don't get sick. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't get sick. We have health. Sickness tries to attack us. Hallelujah. Because Jesus took away all the sickness. So the symptoms we feel, they are not real. They are a deception of the devil. You have to say the right thing. I have health. I have health. I have health. No, you have to say. Don't say I'm sick. I'm sick. You have to say what? I have health. My sickness is trying to attack this part of my body. But I have health. Hallelujah. They are more with you than those against you. You have more health than sickness. God is going to manifest your healing. But sometimes he does it before he gets 100-fold. Because he's a systematic and schematic God. He can give you a 30-fold. Where you feel sick and healed at the same time. It's a mix-up. And then he steps it up to 60-fold. Where you feel more stronger than. But believe me, his aim is that sickness will be ejected out of your body and you have 100-fold. But as you take in the word of God, some they profit 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Don't be discouraged. Move on. confess the reality of what Jesus did. Himself took it. It's not an angel who came to take it. Then we'll say he didn't do a perfect job. Himself took it. If you took it, you don't have it. What you have is hell. When you confess like that, you are affirming the cross and what Jesus did. And the Holy Spirit came to glorify Jesus. So when you align with the performance of Jesus on the cross, you have the Spirit of God working in you to make you realize what Jesus did, to glorify Jesus and what he did on it. Never be discouraged. You will get to the hundredfold of healing, of prosperity, of understanding. Now we see through a glass darkly, but it will soon be over. In Jesus' name, amen.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.